You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. With more than 30 weekly podcasts, HRN has something for every food lover. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org.
This episode is brought to you by Roberta's, home of Heritage Radio Network for 10 years. Learn more about Roberta's at robertaspizza.com.
Welcome to the season finale of Everything's Better in Berryville, recorded live on location at the Berryville Oasis in beautiful downtown Berryville, with your hosts, Mike Edison and Johnny Pizzolatto. But first, please welcome our very special musical guests, Basic Bitches.
And we are so happy to have you all here. I mean, this is a dream come true.
Hey, it's beyond, you know, a dream come true. Like I say, I was just a boy with a dream, but now look at me, John. And I think you and me, I think we got something going on here.
I think we have something good going on. And again, we are with the best of Berryville right here tonight. Look at all these wonderful people.
Everything's better in Berryville.
Johnny, I believe that we're going to bring everybody together because, you know, we're everything at once, basically. You're a little bit country. I'm a little bit rock and roll. You're in the tank for Bob Weir. I'm more of a Jerry Garcia guy.
Whoa.
You're tall,
pump
good
the
looking.
Brakes.
I
heard there's some other special guests that may be in hovercraft coming around tonight.
But we got a room full of luminaries here.
That's true. Yeah, you're like moving on. We're working on our special effects right now, actually.
I'm excited. But, you know, in our first season, right, we named the camel on the roof.
Oh, yeah. If everybody didn't catch that episode, so the camel's name is Wilson. And if you... And if you guys come in, you know, where you guys came in tonight, Wilson was the original family that built the this building. And we got a really wonderful letter from this guy that knew the Wilson family. If you go over the bridge to Shahola, you'll see Mr. Wilson's daughter actually has that Mary the Bridge statue right when you cross over to Berryville. And so she brought us all these wonderful pictures of the garage. But the letter that we got submitting the name Wilson was so special because he basically was like, you know, you guys, you know, stick it in, you do a million things in one tiny little building. Or we used to, you know, over at the Bang Bang Bar. Now we've moved in our wonderful friends to Queens, which we're so excited about. You know, out of that little building, I feel like we meet the best of the best of the community. We meet all the new people. You know, it's been such a joy to have a business up here and get to know this town. And, you know, hopefully the Berryville Oasis is allowed to keep their doors open. We'll see what goes on with that. But also, yeah, you know, we really do try to create a community and create a hub for all of you. The same thing we're trying to do with Everything's Better in Berryville. We want everybody represented. We want everybody welcome. And there's no time to hate. So take that. Take it to the streets.
We love you all.
Be kind to your neighbors. Right, support your local businesses and government.
All right. Well, that's awesome. I'll tell you what. Why don't we take a quick break and be back with our first guest right after this.
Whoa.
You're listening to Everything's Better in Berryville on Heritage Radio Network. Also available on berryvilleradio.com, WJFF Radio Catskills, and wherever better podcasts are found. And now, back to the Oasis with Mike and Johnny.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our first guest is a dear, dear friend and some of the best of Berryville. Put your hands together for Melissa Gilbert.
Oh, star of stage and screen. I can't believe it. We really are it's an embarrassment of riches.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's an embarrassment. I don't know
about riches. I've been saying that for a while. Listen, Melissa, we made it to 11 shows with no death threats. That's a record for me.
Wow.
Well, now that I'm here, the death threats will definitely...
I think you're going to, like, reset for us. I know you're a virtuous person. You're not like us.
Okay.
You know, you're the one to get. I'm so happy we finally nailed you to be on the show. This is wonderful. This is a dream come true. So thank you for coming
today. Thanks. That's a very sweet thing to say.
It's very sincere. Johnny only does sincere. You know that.
So I want to start with this, Melissa. What brought you to Berryville? How'd you find the town?
My husband, Tim Busfield, who's been on your show and is over there.
Let's give it up for Tim Busfield.
Timmy and I moved from Michigan to New York City. We started coming to New York just kind of for funsies, to go to the city and go see shows and stuff. And we ended up both working there and saying, you know, we're going to end up living here anyway. So we were in the city, but we're not city people. We needed air. So we sort of went like this on a map. And he said, I think we should go up into that area, which was Sullivan County. And the first place we came was, I said, well, let me look at places to stay. And the first thing that came up was to stick it in.
Boom.
Bang.
It's amazing. More
here I am. I'm
here because of the Stick It In. I mean, what you've done for local tourism, because of the Stick It In, it's in every Escape Brooklyn guide, it's in every Welcome to Catskills
guide. But listen, this town has a long history of, like, boarding houses and flop houses and prostitutes and beggars, and we're just...
And it hasn't changed at all.
We are just keeping the tradition alive.
This old hooker lives here now, so...
And you're a happy hooker, so we're happy to have you.
I am.
Welcome to my world.
We came here and fell madly in love. And the first friends we made were Johnny and Roswell, and they told us everywhere to go. They sent us to Narrowsburg for shopping and eating, and to Henning's Local for dinner. And we just, it became instantaneous. But more than just the place, the people were what we liked the most. Everybody here is just so warm and welcoming and really friendly. And, you know, I have my wonderful yoga community, most of whom are here.
It's a very flexible lot.
We're very flexible, our yoga friends.
So many levels.
On so many levels, emotionally, physiologically. intellectually flexible. I know I am. And I just, it's just a really wonderful place to live. We're just so happy here. I hate leaving. I really do.
What do you mean leaving? Where are you going?
Oh, I'm not going anywhere. I mean, I don't even, like, when we first got our place here, we were mostly in the city and we would come up here on weekends. And then the pandemic hit and that flipped. This became our primary residence. So now we only go to New York City if we're working, have to go to a doctor, or really want sushi.
I got up here and was like, Mike, don't you want to go back to the city? I'm like, why? What for?
Yeah,
I mean, really, I look at my door and I'm looking at trees, I'm looking at the sky, I'm feeling very groovy and back to the garden, you know, like I always say, you know, looking at stars and all that. Like, why would I want to go there? My love affair with New York City was famous. I loved it there, but now I'm here, and you know what?
That's right. That's right.
Melissa, you know, I know there's some of your yogi friends in the crowd, self included, but also, can you tell us what Modern Prairie is? Because I think there's a couple of your collaborators here in the house.
Oh, I think we have some collaborators sitting right next to me.
I think I see a Nona Hall. I think I see a Betty and Steve.
I think I do too.
Captured a lot of that.
Modern Prairie is a for lack of a better way to describe it, it's a lifestyle line, but it's the kind of, we're the anti Goop.
You won't
find like $700 things for your, there's no jade eggs for your unit in Modern Prairie. If anything, maybe they're quilted. And we are a community that is pretty much focused and dedicated to creating a space to celebrate women, but specifically women over 50. And, you know, there's a real tendency to pigeonhole us as either this, as either this, like, really cute old lady, oh, she's so sweet, or that horrible old lady who lives near
her. Oh, please, 50 is totally hot.
No, but, I mean, ultimately, as we age, we start to become invisible. And that is so backwards thinking, in my opinion, and in the opinion of Nicole Hazy, my co-founder, and Johnny, obviously, who put us together and helped start this whole thing. And it's just grown into this wonderful community. Now we're thousands of women strong, and we have a retail component, but all of our makers and people are women. They're all women-based businesses. And we have a lot of really incredible workshops on everything from how to deal with grief during the holidays to how to make the perfect pie crust. I mean, like, everything.
With another Berryvillian, Cheryl.
Yes, yeah, with Cheryl Perry,
yes.
Who's our chef Cheryl, who does regular. She does, Cheryl does... cookings. She cooks for us every Wednesday.
And she had a company called Brooklyn Pies, and then she relocated up here and helped Henning start his business.
And nobody makes a better pie. I mean, she really is. She wrote a book about pie. She's a genius in the kitchen. She can make anything, and she's a wonderful human being. That's the thing. Everybody. I mean, I've just gotten to know all of these incredible human beings up here, and I don't like to leave, so.
Well, don't leave.
I don't want to.
Don't go.
I won't go.
The trees need you, the flowers.
I
want to
ask you something else. So you've been on the. You gave him a lot of bourbon, didn't you, Taylor?
Oh.
I know that you and Tim have been on the other side of the table together. You guys had a podcast, and there's like a podcast component to Modern Prairie, correct?
Yeah, we have a podcast now called The Nitty Gritty. We're very clever. It's K-N-I-T-T-Y because I knit.
Oh, yeah.
Get it? It's punny. The Nitty Gritty, it's myself and my partner, Susie Schubert, and it's just basically a couple of chicks talking about chick things. Like, we have an episode coming out now with a woman who founded a store in the city called Bra Tenders, and it's basically just 45 minutes of how to fit a bra.
I love
bartenders. It's like dyslexic bartender.
Yes, exactly. That was the point. And then in a few weeks, we're going to be doing a series on how to deal with aging parents. What do you do when your parents become your children? And how do you navigate that? And how do you deal with an empty nest? And how do you deal with, and this is a legitimate thing, invisible woman syndrome? Because as we get older and we stop being breeders, we become invisible, and that's unacceptable.
I'm going to just say right again, I think 50 is totally smoking. I think 60 is hot. And Johnny, you're going to find this out probably in about 6 or 7 years. Turning 50 was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Wow.
You know?
No, I think experience is sexy. I think experience is very sexy, and I don't think anybody should be erased for any reason ever, ever, ever. So
yeah, 100%.
I love that. I love you, and thank you for doing what you're doing for women and for all of us. I have a couple more questions about your personal business.
Oh, my personal life. Oh, how fun. Okay, honey, you might I want to leave.
More about these eggs. No,
eggs. I don't have any. I mean, my chickens do, but I personally don't.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know. So, what's going on with your garden? What are you planting, and what are the chickens up to?
Unfortunately, our garden is on hold this year because we are waiting to find out when we are leaving. My wonderful husband has a job that will take us to Albuquerque, New Mexico for a giant chunk of time. So I can't plant until I know I'm going to be here to tend. So the garden is ready, and I amended the soil, and I've been dreaming about it and planning and plotting, and of course can't do anything. I don't plant here until Memorial Day anyway, because sometimes
it snows
in May.
Today.
It snowed in May last year. Mother's Day, it snowed. Yep. That's right.
We do live in the weirdest weather vortex in the world.
And in our particular, just our property where we are, we're in this little gully. We like it. We have our own ecosystem, and it's always cooler there, thank goodness, in the summer. But we'll see. So I'm not planting. The chickens are great. The girls are doing just fine. They're laying again. They had their molt. It's very boring.
Is Coco still with us?
Coco Chanel, yes.
What a babe.
Well, you have a chicken named Coco Chanel?
She is, well, not officially. I gave her the Chanel moniker when I realized that she was the princess of the
group. She's fancy.
She is fancy. She's a fancy breed, too. She's a black French Moran with feathered feet, and she lays brown speckled eggs.
I have to tell you, last Christmas, I gave you my heart, and I ordered some of the last of your cookbooks that were available on Amazon for my family, and people love your cookbook. It's so cool. I just wanted to know, what's your favorite recipe out of your cookbook, and what do you cook at home?
My fried chicken recipe is the cornerstone of the cookbook, because I'm a fried chicken fanatic and became an aficionado on how to make it. So that recipe's in there. The one recipe nobody wants to follow to the letter is the misprinted chicken and dumplings recipe. The recipe developer put in 12 sticks of butter instead of 12 tablespoons.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that sounds about right, actually.
So it's basically, it's like butter dumpling soup. It's not good. It's sloppy.
That sounds about right, actually.
So now every time I sign the book, if anybody has it anymore, it's out of print, I take my pen and I amend the recipe.
It sounds more like the Elvis cookbook than the Melissa Gilbert
cookbook. Yeah, so for sure. For sure. If you could fry that 12 sticks of butter, yes.
Well, that story didn't end up that well.
Not for Elvis.
No.
Wow.
Well, I don't have the sad trombone sound on the sample pad, but I do like crunch.
There you go.
I do.
That's good. Thanks to the rescue. There you go. It's right on that little stand, you know, with the water guns and the gimmick cards and the snapping.
What,
pops.
The sound thing?
Basically.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, they have the most wonderful random things at PEX, too.
Nothing's too good for Johnny Pizzolatto.
They do. Don't you find that they have some... That's perfect. Don't you find that they have some really interesting random things at PEX that you wouldn't expect to see in other places?
Can I tell you about the evolution of PEX? When I first came up here, it was hard-pressed to get some iceberg lettuce, but now it is like a mecca. It's our own...
A mecca of iceberg lettuce.
It's pretty dreamy. It's our own little Whole Foods.
I bought up all the matzo
there
last week.
Same prices as Whole Foods.
I saw the matzo. I was very impressed with the matzo.
And then here, then gone because I bought the three boxes.
Oh yeah, no, they're gone then. I came in.
You
I went in there.
The
I went in there because I was making a clam chowder at one point, and I said, "You guys, by any chance, have clam juice?" And they were like, "Yeah, it's right over there."
I love it.
Asking
clam juice.
You know what the first thing I bought in Texas was? A wiffle ball bat. I was like, I moved up here. I was like, holy shit, now I have a lawn. And I walk in the store, there's a wiffle ball bat. I said, I need this, I have a lawn. And my wonderful wife, who's Canadian, does not get this at all. I'm like, this is it. We're starting a wiffle ball league. In fact, I believe we challenged basic bitches to a wiffle ball match. And they...
Let's go, ladies.
You know? But they're like...
Wait a second. I got to jump in on this. Timothy Busfield, can you come here for a moment?
Yeah.
Let's give it up for Tim Busfield.
Can you share this microphone with me?
Sure.
Can you please tell everybody about Home Run Derby with the wiffle balls at our house and invite them all over?
You know, it's really what it goes back to my childhood when my mom, a single mom, moved to an apartment complex that had what was the outfield of a baseball field with rooftops. And so my brother and I would lob it to each other. And whoever hit it up on the roof the most times was the champion. So now, with our house, you back up to a certain... We have a plate. And
we have
Melissa,
buckets of wiffle balls.
Just to mess with people's heads when they come, and people come to play, she goes, should I bat from the left side now, too?
Whoa.
She goes both ways.
Wait, who?
Barryville.
you what.
It's on
actually,
that note,
thank you, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Busfield.
It's on. It's on. Okay.
Oh, and this is like a baseball guy, right? Like this is like the most iconic, the star of one of the most iconic baseball films. Yeah,
a couple of them,
yeah,
and actually played baseball
and
professionally.
I'm so willing to bet
he's semi-pro.
My nose to toes curveball. All right, so come on, Tim. Let's get it on. My lawn or yours? It's
either
on.
Way, whoever's roof is lower, whoever
well,
has the lower
the
roof.
The rules of my house are: if you hit the driveway, it's double. If you hit the cottage, it's a home run.
Okay.
You know, an invisible man on second base and all that. That's how we do it. Automatics, old school Brooklyn rules.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Hit the chicken coop.
That's right. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I could not be more excited that we're closing the season out with Melissa and Tim and all of you. So thank you so much, Melissa, for being on with us tonight. And we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
How about let's do the news, Johnny? What do you think about that?
Oh my God!
All right, Thanks, Melissa. Thanks.
All right,
Tim.
We love you,
and
Melissa.
Again,
love you guys.
Yes, we love you.
Give this woman some more light on the road.
Everything's better in Berryville. You're listening to Everything's Better in Berryville, proud sponsors of the Eldred Little League. Now back to Mike and Johnny.
There it is. All right, now we're back in. Man, I'm so happy, Johnny. I can't believe Melissa was great. I got to tell you, one of my favorite things about being up here is all the talk about gardening that goes on up here that I just sort of hear, and everybody's like, oh, when are you putting your tomatoes in? What did you get at? What about the kale? What about the hot peppers?
You know what? Before we start the news, I'm sorry. Did I cut you off? Go ahead.
Yeah, I wouldn't be the first time.
All right.
You and the moil.
Yeah, sorry. Happens to the best of you. Can you tell the sweet story of the founder of Heritage Radio and Melissa Gilbert really quick?
Oh, well, Patrick, who started Heritage Radio and founded Slow Food USA, is a great food activist and a very kind guy I've worked with for many years with his company Heritage Food, who's basically keeping many independent family farms, largely in Missouri and Kansas, in business. And he wrote Melissa a fan letter back in the day when he was an 8-year-old boy and seriously had the hots for Melissa. And she finally got back to him. I mean, that's it. I mean, she's very busy, Melissa. She's got a lot of mail. She gets a lot of fan mail. But
I've been busy for 40 years.
40-something years.
Fake it till you make it, Melissa. But that was very sweet of her, and Melissa's very charming, very nice of her. Come on.
But let's give it up to Patrick, the founder of Heritage Radio. He's a food guy, he's a radio guy, and he made a space for me and Mike to do our thing. So thank you to Patrick.
And all our friends at Heritage Radio.
Yes, Matt, okay, who deals with our noise problems all the time. And
they're putting up with us two magpies.
Yeah. He's got to listen to us over and over.
We're no
and
day
over.
At the beach. But you know what, Johnny? You know what I'm ready? Why don't we go to the news? You ready?
Yeah, let's go to the news.
Let's do the news. Here we go. Right now, here's the news with your host, John Pizzolatto.
I'm Johnny Pizzolatto, and this is the news to me. Bobby Urkoline, who's become the symbol of Woodstock, died at 73. So for those of you who don't know, Bobby Urkoline was that gorgeous woman, on site at Woodstock. She's on the cover of the Woodstock soundtrack. And truth be told, she was just a normie from Middletown that stumbled onto Woodstock. I think she bought tickets to the original location. They moved it, to Bethel. And the rest is history. She was, She is hippie personified, but really she was a Roman Catholic girl from Middletown.
I love the story because she is the poster child for flower children, but she's a working class girl, as was her husband and their friends who just got out. They just got back from the war. Let's not forget 1969. There was a killing war going on here. So this image that the 60s were all flower children and everybody was a freak is... it's not true. They were they lived just up the road, right?
No. They drove their mom's 1965 Chevy Impala station wagon.
And she
paid $18.
And she didn't tell her mom that she was at Woodstock until the movie came out and she was on the poster. But that's the 60s, It's not the Time Life version of it. It's just regular people, blue-collar people, religious people, normal people, working people. That was it. They weren't freaks like us.
Yeah, no freaks like us. Also in the news, Sullivan County has stepped up in the health rankings. We've gone from being number 61 out of 62 counties in New York State. We are up to number 60 people as the 60th healthiest out of all the counties out of 62 in New York State. We are up. We are going places, people. We are healthy. Look around. Fashion, fashion, health, health, health in this room. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Good work.
The shocking thing is that this has been spun into a positive trend.
So Mike and I are going to lead a jog around River Road, and that's our healthy living after we smear more tater tots and cheddar cheese covered things into our mouths. Okay.
What else you got, John?
Okay. Also in the news. Thank you for that extra bump. Also in the news.
I love
from the pages of the Highland column in the Sullivan County Democrat. Paula Campbell writes about two queens coming to Berryville. So two queens are in the house tonight, and we're going to get a word in with them in a minute. But that's all I can say is F, yeah, coffee by these guys. You know, like, we've tried to make their coffee, but we can't do it as good as them. So we are so lucky to have them in town. And Paula Campbell wrote all about it. You heard it here first. They're in town. Paula wrote about it. Pick up your copy of that other paper, the Sullivan County Democrat.
John. I hear the helicopter.
Tiffany Diamond here in the Berryville Radio Traffic Helicopter.
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys. Congratulations on the huge success of the first season of your show. It must feel really great to be the number one radio show in all of Berryville. I remember when you guys didn't even have a traffic helicopter. Those were some pretty dark days. And now look at you. You're the toast of the town. So I can see the camel from up here in the chopper all the way from the Hawk's Nest. Speaking of Hawk's Nest, the summer is coming up, and that means more people, more traffic, and more motorcycles. There's already a lot of bikers on the Hawk's Nest, so be extra careful, everyone. One of our area's biggest biker events is coming up in June, Babes Ride Out. So everyone, respect the ladies. You know what they say, dykes and bikes are better than dope heads on mopeds.
Hey, Tiff, why don't you come on down to the party? Land the helicopter up on the roof.
Sorry, I can't hear you. The helicopter is too loud. This is Tiffany Diamond, over and out.
Oh, man, you know, John, I wish you'd come here. I'm dying to meet Tiffany.
Wait, you've never met her? That's so weird. I've never met her. I thought she was a friend. I thought you hired her.
No, I thought you hired her.
No, all of a sudden she was just kind of there interrupting our show every
week.
That's
so weird. All right, that's the news. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah, thanks, Tiff.
This episode is brought to you by Roberta's, home of Heritage Radio Network for 10 years. Roberta's was founded in Bushwick in 2008 and has become one of the most iconic restaurants in the country. HRN made its home inside of Roberta's in 2009, and together they have become part of the DIY fabric of the neighborhood. Roberta's, the pizza restaurant, is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serves much more than just the famous wood-fired pizzas. Their team dreams up new salads, pastas, and sandwiches on the regular. Roberta's Tiki Bar is alive and well in the back garden, serving up frozen drinks in the summer and hot toddies in the winter. Stop by the bakery and takeout spot next door for fresh breads, sticky buns, and pizzas to go. But Roberta's also extends beyond Bushwick, with multiple locations in New York City and now in Los Angeles. You can also find their frozen pies in grocery stores around the country. The spirit of Roberta's, like Heritage Radio Network, is everywhere. Here's to many more years of pizza-powered radio. Learn more about Roberta's at robertaspizza.com.
Everything's better in Berryville.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the basic bitches. Basic bitches. No, duh. Come over here. Share a microphone.
No, it's like Letterman. You get to sit on the couch. Or Carson.
Yeah, Carson. Or these.
How much of Johnny Carson do you actually remember, youngster? I'm looking at you, Pizzolatto.
Okay. You know what? Screw you. I used to wait in the hallway for it to come on, and my mom would be like, all right, come out of the hallway. You can come sit with me and watch this. And I'll never forget the day Madonna was on. I think it was like 1986. And she said, he's like, give me, you know, what did you learn moving to New York City and pursuing your music career? And she said, pee on your feet in the shower. And I remembered that. And so I've been doing it ever since.
Oh, well. All right. And Madonna brings light to Illinois, just sort of like one of the New Deal brought electricity to rural farmers.
Yeah.
By peeing on our feet.
Okay. You know, we have limited resources over there in Illinois. I got the Bozo Show live.
But all right, well, listen.
Tiffany's Breakfast was on in Connecticut.
I am really thrilled to have Basic Bitches on our show. And, you know, someone said, oh, the local punk rock band. I said, no, they're international superstars who just happen to live here. So let's hear it for Basic Bitches.
You guys are, okay, You're not only my neighbors and my friends, but you guys are the seminal punk band of Berryville. So,
oh, it's so much more.
No, but you guys, no, but it's just, it's so cool. I don't know if there's ever been a punk band from our town.
Yeah, well, you know, we are happy to be the first and hopefully not the last. We, you know, we're starting a movement here. So get involved, people.
Yeah, get into it.
Daryl Barnes, Jill Barnes, I'm looking at you guys. You're starting a punk band with me. Jill, you look like a solid bass player. Daryl, I got you.
Daryl's got the look.
Daryl will keep the beat. I love it. So, how long has Basic Bitches been around and how long have you been in Berryville?
Fun answer to this one. Basic Bitches has been around 8 years. Crystal's been in Basic Bitches less.
Oh, so yeah. She's a new guy.
Yeah, I am.
You married your drummer?
Yes.
Wow.
It's the easiest way to make sure the drummer gets to the show on time.
Yeah, it's true.
Me, kid.
It's true. And I mean, you know, I feel like I won because I got to join my favorite band and then marry the singer. So, right?
This is like a really sweet version of Mary Kill Fuck or whatever. That
Yeah.
It's like a sweet version of Fleetwood Mac.
Right. Yeah. Right. We worked it out better than they did for sure.
It took them a long time.
Yeah.
We sold a couple records along the way.
Right.
It gets gayer than that because we got together as a band and a couple at Ladyfest Binghamton.
Whoa. So did you just say Ladyfest?
Yes.
Oh yes, I did.
Yes.
You just said Binghamton.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to go to Ladyfest.
It was actually super fun. It was a great show, and lucky for me, the current at that time drummer of Basic Bitches couldn't make it to the show, so I showed up. Look who's still in the band.
This is the Lou Gehrig story. You're the Lou Gehrig to the Wally Pip, who no one remembers, you know, who came in, saved the day, and is the Iron Man or woman or as you like of the whole game. This is great.
Sure, yeah, I'll take it.
I need to interrupt. Are there
it's
any
a
young,
baseball metaphor, John.
Are there any? I know, I can't deal with it. I mean, I love baseball, but I love, go Yankees.
Boo.
But, oh, come on. Never mind. We have a jerk from Boston here, so there's nothing.
Yeah, you're
say.
Right.
Can I get the first boo of the evening?
No, you know, I had a very difficult breakup coming. With, very bad divorce with the New York Yankees.
No, I had another question about... So,
started looking at the Red Sox out of the corner of my eye.
No, we're not
it was
talking
bad.
About baseball anymore.
Wait, so are there any Young and the Restless fans of the house?
I mean,
all right, I guess
sure.
I'm going to keep the story to myself. All right, moving on. So you guys have a new album coming out. Tell us all about it.
Oh, it's out.
It's out
It's
there.
Happened.
Yeah. And there's videos, too? Like,
yep.
So what was the inspiration for this album?
Oh, well, it's a collection of songs, maybe a third of which we had before the pandemic, and everything else was written right here in Berryville.
Mm-hmm.
The record is called It Doesn't Matter If It's Cool. And, there's videos for three songs, which I made, also in Berryville. And one of them actually features Berryville fairly prominently. But get yourself to YouTube and look up our video, Start the World, which is a parody of, well, not a parody, a loving tribute to the documentary Grey Gardens. So very much the story of two women who could do with getting out of the house. And it's a song about the pandemic. So,
But in a way that a lot of other pandemic songs aren't, you know, it's hopeful.
Yeah.
And I think our inspiration for this record was really thinking about ourselves in a different way as a band. You know, we're here, we're in Berryville, we're like, you know, approaching and in our 40s. We're like not trying to be playing dive bars in Brooklyn and like hustling in that same way
anymore.
But why
not? It's such a good gig.
Yeah, we did that.
No.
But we did that. And it's not a good gig.
No, it actually is like...
It actually kind of sucks.
Yeah.
We can't pay you, but here's two drinks tickets for well or beer.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And we'll send you the check for playing.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for
yeah.
bringing all your friends. Wait for the check.
Remember that night I spent $200 on free drinks?
Yeah. But like the flip side of that, you know, and it comes... to the name of the record, like, it doesn't matter if it's cool. Like, it doesn't matter if what we're doing is cool anymore to us. Like, we're doing what we love. We're doing what we care about. And we're here. We're lucky to, like, be part of a community that supports that and shows up for us and, like, wants to hear about what we do. So, you know, it doesn't matter if it's cool. When you think about it from our perspective, it's, like, a really liberating thing. And we're so proud of this record and to, you know, not have to feel like what we're doing has to be, like, the cool new hip thing anymore. Because rock and roll is always cool.
Is my favorite song on the new album, Caps Lock On?
It is. We're going to do it tonight.
Okay, so you guys, just listen up to this song. It is specifically about those jerks on the thing in Berryville.
It is.
The Caps Lock
truly
On.
Inspired.
You know who they are. You read their surly comments all the time. And they wrote the most genius song about it. And I'm so excited for people to hear that song. Also, I want to mention one of the most special gigs that I went to kind of post the world opening up, and that was at the Calicoon Theater. You guys also wrote a bevy of songs about the best of movies from 2000 and...
It was Entertainment Weekly's 100 best
cult movies
from 2003.
And yeah, it was a pretty rough old list.
Yeah.
Well, so, that was why we only did the top 10.
Yeah. So we actually have written 2 records since the pandemic started. So that one was 100% in the pandemic.
I love my special favorite of that song cycle such as this is Scarface. Thank you for singing what I was thinking the whole time.
I mean, it's a terrible film.
It fucking sucks.
It's actually a terrible film.
He's not an anti-hero, he's a jerk.
Yeah.
He's just a dick.
Yeah, can you guys, what's the chorus of that song?
He's not an anti-hero, he's just a dick.
With a coke problem.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, we were doing what a lot of people were doing in lockdown and kind of just in our house watching movies. And there wasn't a lot that was going on that we could write songs about that felt good and felt inspiring. And we didn't want to write a bummer of a pandemic record. So we thought, let's watch a movie a week and let's write a song about it. And let's not think too hard about it. Let's just crank it out. Let's just keep ourselves writing and thinking and making music. And then 10 weeks later, we had this album. And it felt really good to be able to play it in a movie theater, in this community. You know, it was something that we never thought would have had the kind of legs that it does. But for us to have made it, it's become a podcast. You know, it's a podcast where we talk to other bands about music from movies that's inspired them. It's like movies is kind of a
podcast?
Yeah.
What is this thing?
We are the biggest podcast.
We're not trying to muscle in on
backing
your territory or anything.
I'll tell you what, you know,
do you want to be a guest on the Basic Bitches Movie Podcast?
You guys are my neighbors, and then you're the crazy cat ladies that live down the street, you know. And you're
some of the crazy cats.
You need to be a little more specific.
I consider myself in that group, okay?
I am joined that group. I'm really proud to be a member. I love my cat.
I am total crazy cat lady.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to talk with the other members and see if you can join the Berryville cat chat.
Yeah, because that's what my crazy cat ladies say about you.
Well, do we have dueling cat chats?
I think this is part of your cat channel here. Give it up for the Queen of Matthews. Yeah. She's part of the Kitty Love.
But it wouldn't matter if you were down the street or from Berryville or you're in Brooklyn or Baltimore, because we'd love you just the same.
Well, that's nice.
Yes.
Come home. You guys have another couple songs for us, right?
Yeah, we do. Yep.
Yeah, well,
all right, well, we're going to go deep into the crowd and see what trouble
deep.
We can cause. And then we're gonna hear some songs.
Deep inside Berryville.
Deep inside.
Easy. Consensual.
We're gonna hear from some of our audience members, and we're going to hear your new song. So we'll be right back with Basic Bitches.
All right. Hey. This is the love crowd.
Listening to a very special episode of Everything's Better in Berryville. We'd love to hear from you. Please find us on Facebook, on berryvilleradio.com, or email us at betterinberryville@gmail.com. Now back to Mike and Johnny.
All right, you guys ready?
All right, are you ready for the show to end all shows?
Thank you all. We love you all.
We love you. Thank you for supporting Everything's Better at Berryville. That's right. Take us out, ladies.
orgasm, but you like it. You drew a Bigfoot on your back, but it looks like Amy Mann, and you like it. You make all your own clothes, and no one asks you where they're from, but you like it. You got a camera from your dad, and all the pictures turn out bad, but you like it.
Hitting that applause button just one more time before we said goodbye.
What are you talking about? Those are adoring fans.
We're back in the studio after what was an epic party down at the Barryville Oasis in beautiful downtown Barryville under the Camo. Man, what a send-off.
You know, and thank you so much to Basic Bitches for nailing it with that Caps Lock On song. If you're a reader of Living in Berryville or Berryville Uncensored, you know who you are. Stay strong. Keep the Caps Lock On. You're a hell of a guy. I also want to thank our very, very special guests, Melissa Gilbert and Basic Bitches, for making this one hell of a finale. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out Basic Bitches' new record, It Doesn't Matter If It's Cool, and please find them on their website, basicbitchesband.com.
Thank you so much to Heritage Radio and WJFF for hosting our own little beer club right here in Berryville.
And I want to give a shout out and a real thanks to my wife, Christine Martin, who's behind the scenes been making coffee and baking pies and cakes for all of our guests and making the clubhouse a real warm place to do the show. Thanks, Christine.
You know, I also want to thank that mysterious woman of the sky, Tiffany Diamond, whoever you are, wherever you are, wherever you come from, we love you. Thank you for showing up.
I hope we get to meet her one day.
Me too.
I find her enchanting.
Yes, same.
Johnny, I want to thank you for making me feel welcome in Berryville and for all you've done for me and my family and for our town.
Well, Mike, thank you. And thanks for choosing this town to settle your new roots in. And we love you. And thank you for this opportunity. I'm really excited.
You know, I want to say, you know, you've done so much of the booking on the show in this first season. It's been amazing. You never checked anyone's politics at the door. Everyone was welcome as long as you came in with clear eyes and a full heart.
The only thing I have to say about that is there are no politics in a small town. There's only people. So it doesn't matter. We love everybody. And we love all of you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to Everything's Better in Berryville. We'll be back with one hell of a summer season. And we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. We love you all.
Everything's better in Berryville.
This show is powered by Simplecast. Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. Keep in touch at heritageradionetwork.org/subscribe.